In Denmark, a growing number of consumers are deciding not to buy American. Many people are angry over the Trump administration's repeated threats to annex Greenland, a semi-autonomous Danish territory, and news this week that the U.S. would be imposing tariffs on the European Union could make things worse as the EU plans to impose its own tariffs on U.S. goods. Adrienne Murray reports from Copenhagen.
As customers pay for their groceries at this store in Denmark's capital, it's clear some here are rethinking what goes into their shopping baskets. This shopper didn't want to give her name in order to protect her identity in this politically charged moment.
Whenever there's a good European or Danish alternative, I'll try to buy that instead of American goods, just because I'm not really a fan of what Trump is doing these days.
President Trump's repeated threats to annex Greenland have upset many Danes, while the administration's attitude towards European allies has also drawn concern. A survey published earlier this week found that 4 out of 10 Danes are now cutting back on American products in protest. One Facebook group has drawn around 94,000 members, offering tips on how to avoid American goods.
Some are looking for alternative to shoes. Some are looking for a chewing gum alternative. All sort of things that you can find in a household.
That's Bo Albertus, a school principal and the group's spokesperson.
In January, when Trump went out and said he wanted to buy Greenland or take it with political or military force, that was just too much for me. That's not an ally, not anymore.
We have decided this morning that we will mark all American products.
Jens Juul Nielsen, a spokesperson for supermarket group Co-op Denmark, which owns 900 stores, says the boycott is felt on some goods more than others.
It's most obviously here in the wine department where we're staying right now. We have a decline of 20% in sale of Californian wine.
Now Denmark and the rest of Europe are bracing for sweeping US tariffs to take effect and European retaliation measures, which will make US goods more expensive and, for those joining in the boycott, even more unattractive. For NPR, I'm Adrienne Murray in Copenhagen.